It's time to catch up on the business news now with Jill Steadman.
Thanks, Mary. Two young farming entrepreneurs from County Meath have won the top prize at this year's Student Enterprise Awards. The local enterprise office programme challenges students to create and run their own business. Theo Staunton and Matthew Keeley from St Patrick's Classical School in Navan were named the winners of the senior category for their company, which turns plastic barrels into farm equipment. We can speak now to 17-year-old Theo Staunton. Congratulations, Theo. How are you feeling following the win?
Oh, I'm still sinking in now this morning. I just can't believe it. I'm over the moon.
Will you tell us about the business you and Matthew set up and what sort of products you're selling?
So Darren started TY this year, myself and Matthew decided we want to set up this business because both of us being from a farming background, we know that like the prices in farming have been skyrocketing recently and we wanted to combat it. That for the farming community, and but at the same time be as sustainable as we can. So we came up with the idea of making the farming equipment out of the poly drums, the blue barrels that you'd find on farms all around Ireland, and we've kind of took it from there. So right now we're making calf teat feeders, and we're also making mini meal silos as well.
And how's business going at the moment?
It's going really well at the moment, especially like we've gotten a lot of calls since yesterday, and there's a lot of inquiries about the products now, and we'll be flat out now for the summer. But it's been going well, and the judges were impressed, so we're happy enough.
You mentioned there that sustainability is very important to you. Why is that, Theo?
It's really important to us because myself and Matthew, we want to continue farming. For us to do that, really, I think we really do need to be sustainable, and it's always been pressed in the government and in the farming industry to try and get farmers to be more sustainable, and they're really trying their best. So we're really kind of just given more options for people to be sustainable, and we think that should help out on it.
You're just 17 now. Do you think you're going to keep on creating farming products into the future?
Oh, definitely. Yeah. I think it's a great experience for myself and Matthew, and we'll always try and keep the business going and try and take it bigger and better every year. So, we'll keep going at it.
Brilliant, and well done to both of you. We're also joined on the line by Pádraig McElwee, chair of the Network of Local Enterprise Offices. Pádraig, what do students learn when they take part in the Student Enterprise Programme?
I suppose, Jill, the aim of the programme is to give students a little bit of taste of what it's like to run their own business. And as everybody knows, that's not a straight path. There's ups and downs. Sometimes a product doesn't work or the cost input is too much. So really it's to give them a flavour of that. And my thanks out to the teachers out there because really, and I'd say Matthew and Theo would say that, it really comes from the support from the teachers. But ultimately, as a local enterprise office, we help early stage startups. So what we're trying to encourage is future entrepreneurs or future business leaders. And can I just also call out to Avi McNally, that won the intermediate, and Keir Ryan won the junior. The innovation and just the enthusiasm yesterday was just brilliant.
Almost 24,000 students took part this year. What was the standard of entries like, Pádraig?
I was very impressed, Jill. It's just when you meet the students, and I think Theo is actually underselling what himself and Matthew did. If you met them yesterday at the stand where they talk about their product, the pride, the passion, but just the simple hard work and the thought process that goes into it and the innovation, and particularly for the lads on the circular economy, very relevant. What I was talking to them about, Jesse, is what I talk day in, day out to normal business leaders, to all small businesses around Ireland. So put it this way, I'm encouraged by what our future leaders, our future business people coming through, and that's hugely important for Ireland as a country.
And this is the 20th year of the programme, so over 300,000 students have taken part so far. So lots of talent there.
Excellent talent, and that's what we need to come through. We all know that not all of them will go on to run their own business, but they will become business leaders. They will move into different areas of work. But what's really important, and Matthew and Theo said, they have a desire to stay within their community and farming, but also businesses like that create employment in our local communities. And that's what we like to see. And as a local enterprise office, we're there to support the lads, but support every early stage business.
Okay, Padraig McElwee of the Local Enterprise Offices and Theo Staunton, winner of the Student Enterprise Awards, thanks for joining me.